Pro DeSantis Super PAC door knocker caught on video saying "Eat my balls." By Christina Wong on July 16, 2023. A pro-governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. Super PAC staffer recently unleashed a string of profanities while knocking on doors in South Carolina, according to a video posted on social media. The video, posted by a Trump campaign strategist, showed the never-back-down staffer approaching a door and apparently talking on the phone to someone about knocking on doors. "FCKU, get off my effing lawn," then I'd be like, "Eat my balls honestly. Eat my big, hairy sack," the staffer is heard on video saying. Never Back Down's National Field Director Kate Roberts told The Washington Post. "After learning of the incident, we investigated and terminated the individual. Our field program is having thousands and thousands of incredible conversations around the country every day. This individual's behavior is counter to the standards taught in our training and is not tolerated." The video is circulating on social media at a time when the DeSantis campaign is facing increasing scrutiny over whether or not it is facing solvency issues. Those concerns were laid out in an NBC News report on Saturday. NBC News reported, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tapped out top donors and burned through $7.9 million in his first 6 weeks as a presidential candidate, according to an NBC News analysis of his new campaign finance disclosure. The numbers suggest, for the first time, that solvency could be a threat to DeSantis' campaign, which has touted its fundraising ability as a key measure of viability. They reflect the broader reality that DeSantis stalled after his launch, pulling ahead of the Republican primary PAC but far behind former President Donald Trump. In another sign of the financial strain on the campaign, DeSantis has fired a dozen staffers in what a source familiar with the move described as a cost-cutting measure, NBC News reported Saturday evening. The report said DeSantis outpaced other candidates at first, but more than two-thirds of the money came from donors who gave the legal maximum and cannot donate again. He finished the quarter in June with more than $12.2 million, but only $3 million can be used in the general election, while Trump's campaign finished with $22.5 million on hand. Before DeSantis fired staff, he had 92 people on board, reportedly by far the biggest staff footprint. The report noted, DeSantis does have a financial edge no one else can match in the form of his super PAC, which can accept donations of unlimited size and has already taken in $130 million. But keeping a campaign humming on smaller donations can be a different matter entirely. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.